Well, the Prime Minister has called an election this fall, and I hope we voters in West Vancouver Sunshine Coast Sea to Sky Country will have the sense to make the right decision. While we are grateful to have reopened and relaxed most COVID-19 measures, let's not forget that at the very beginning, Justin Trudeau failed his due diligence. He failed to close down the airports and borders, or at least enact proper screening for every single traveler. He didn't mandate masking until the virus was full-blown last summer, as his experts gave double messages on its effectiveness. And until a few months ago, while the United States was smoothly rolling out vaccines, Trudeau struggled to attain and distribute, eventually accepting COVAX supplies allotted to poorer nations. And even as we finally are coming out of the pandemic, many Canadians are now challenged to find work or regain the confidence to come out of their bubble. Meanwhile, Trudeau has ran a public deficit well over $200 billion in his failed fight on COVID-19, and there's no balanced budget in sight. So much for a self-balancing budget. Trudeau failed yesterday, he's failing tomorrow, and we Canadians are paying for his failures. Failures on COVID. Failures on our future health and security. We in this riding are better than that. That's why we need change, and we need change now. And that change must begin by removing Patrick Wyler from office. Riding by riding, Liberals need to be replaced. Joshua Lee, Squamish Editor's Note. During the election campaign, we will be publishing a cross-section of letters from various perspectives from locals not affiliated with any one party. Send your letter to editor@squamishchief.com. We will not publish any such letters in the edition prior to Election Day, September 20.